This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله رب العالمين صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ما بعد. Imam An-Nawawi رحمه الله تعالى still in the book of Al-Muraqaba, how to make sure that you have this kind of a watchfulness, knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is surveying you, is looking at you, and is watching you subhanahu wa ta'ala, and watching over you as well. Keeping that in mind, hadith number 62 in Riyadh al-Salihin, الإمام النووي رحمه الله تعالى قال عن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال كنت خلف النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يوما. Says one day I was behind the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, riding behind the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. فقال يا غلام. So he called me, يا غلام, oh young man, oh young boy, إني أعلمك كلمات. Let me teach you, let me instruct you in some significant matters. Like I want to share a few words with you that have significant matters to you. Now, first of all, this is Ibn Abbas. Who was Ibn Abbas to the? Who was he? His cousin, right? How young was he in that incident, in that story? Anyone knows? He says, Ya Ghulam, which when we say Ghulam, it means young boy. How old would that be? Say, around 9, 10 years old. That's the Ghulam, yani kind of like age group. So he was young. What was he riding? Behind the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the camel. What do you learn from this, Jama? What do we learn from this? The humbleness of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the humility of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for his family, his cousin, and for these young boys. And subhanAllah, it's so important to be the first person to teach young children so that whatever khair that comes out of their lives, you get the reward for it. I was told one time about an imam who was teaching in an Islamic school, and he was teaching the kindergarten age group. Can you imagine the imam teaching the kindergarten? What is he teaching them anyway, right? So at some point, out of respect, the school decided to move the imam to the high school level. He starts crying. I'm like, why? Because I want to continue to teach the kindergarten. And when he was asked why, he said because the kindergarten children said that this is their first exposure to the deen and to Islam. I want to be the one who give them the basics of the deen. So as they grow older, whatever khair comes out of it, I will get the reward for it. But if they're in high school already, they passed through a lot of teachers before me. So can you imagine? So the Prophet was teaching Ibn Abbas, his cousin, and he's telling him, Ya Ghulam, an endearment statement, my dear boy, he says, Inni alimuka kalimat. Look, I'm going to teach you a few important words. Basically, listen to me, he says. احفظ الله يحفظك. The first statement that he taught him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, احفظ الله, be watchful of Allah, and He will be watchful of you. احفظ الله, what does that mean? Be watchful of what? The commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like, live your life by how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed you to do. So be watchful of Allah's commandment. Whatever He asks you to do, you do it. Whatever He asks you to stay away from it, you stay away from it. احفظ الله. You be watchful of Allah, and I will be watchful over you. And he says, احفظ الله تجده تجاهك. And if you do that, by being watchful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you'll find Him there for you every time you need Him. Like if you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in those good times, Allah will know you, will know subhanahu wa ta'ala in your difficult times. In the other hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, narration, he says, قال, تعرف إلى الله في الرخاء يعرفك في الشدة. Know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during times of ease, He will know you, He will be there for you at the time of difficulty. And we all go through difficult times, subhanAllah. قال, إذا سألت فاسأل الله. If you ask, who do you ask? Allah. Look what the teachings of the Prophet ﷺ to this kid. Today, Jama'ah, at 9 years old, what are we teaching our children? How to sing, how to be a TikTok celebrity, all these kind of things, subhanAllah. And here's the Prophet teaching this child a lesson for life. He says, إِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ. If you ask someone who deserves to be asked. And who's the one that deserves to be asked, Jama'ah? Allah Azza wa Jal. If you don't ask Allah, He will be upset with you. People, if you ask them, they will be upset with you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He'll be displeased with you if you don't ask Him. So He's the one who deserves to be asked. He goes, Fas'alillah. You ask Allah Azza wa Jal. وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعَنْ بِاللَّهِ. If you ever want help, seek from where? From Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, whenever we go through difficulties, the first thing that comes to our mind is what? Who should I call? Immediately. We look for 911. Which is true. We need that physical help, no doubt about it. We need to be safe in the dunya. But what is more important, jama'ah? Safety where? In the akhirah. قال وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعَنْ بِاللَّهِ. If you're going to be asking for help, ask from Allah Azza wa Jal. This instruction is embedded in our deen, in our heart. Every single day you have to request that. How many times, jama'ah? At least how many times? At least 17 times. Where do you say that in your salah? إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. It is you that we seek, we worship, and it's you that we seek for help and assistance. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding us here to seek His help. And He's the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَلَسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعَنْ بِاللَّهِ. When you seek help, seek from Allah Azza wa Jal. قَالْ وَعْلَمْ. He basically says, وَعْلَمْ. What does that mean? Be absolutely certain. That's what it means. Have the certainty of knowledge. And if the knowledge is coming from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is there any doubt in that knowledge? Absolutely not. So he says, have the absolute certainty of knowledge. أَنَّ الْأُمَّةِ لَوْ اجْتَمَعَتْ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَنْفَعُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَنْفَعُوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَكَ. That if the whole world, the whole ummah, they get together to benefit you in anything, they will never be able to benefit you in anything unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written this for you. So no matter how much you try to gain support and help from people, if it's not written, it's not going to happen. So who would you go to first to get to facilitate that help and assistance? From Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال وعلم أن الأمة لو اجتمعت على أن يضروك بشيء. If they all gathered together to hurt you, to harm you with anything, لم يضروك بشيء إلا قد كتب الله عليك. They will not be able to reach you. They will never harm you unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written this to happen to you. Which means if it happens, what do? You go back to Allah Azza wa Jal. Ya Rabbi, I know there's hikmah behind it. I know, Ya Allah, you've written this. I know there's wisdom behind it. Help me understand. Give me the ability to go through it. Give me the ability to win through it and grow through it as well too. Because I know Allah allowed it to happen. Maybe He doesn't like it, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't love it to happen to me. But He allows it. And there must be hikmah and wisdom behind it. Then He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قال, رفعت الأقلام وجفت الصحف. الأقلام, the pins have been lifted of the scrolls and the ink on these scrolls is drying up. What does that mean? It's a metaphor that the Aqlam, these pins that writing Al-Qadr, the predestination that Allah has destined for you, they faded for you, they're all lifted. And that's it. It's been now distant and written that it will happen. SubhanAllah, that statement of Jama'ah, for a believer, gives him a lot of peace. Many, many people in our time today, the non-Muslims, they're so worried about what? Their future, about taking control of their lives, what happens to them, what they cannot control, because they don't believe in Al-Qadr. But for a Muslim, I know, nothing good happens without his permission. Nothing bad will happen without his permission. So whatever's gonna happen, Allah subhanahu wills it. And my job is to be patient when it's difficult and to be grateful otherwise, when it's good. So I'm between being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or, you know, being patient with Allah's qadr subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was another narration in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned what we mentioned earlier to you, تعرف إلى الله في الرخاء يعرفك في الشدة. Know Allah in times of ease, He will know you in times of difficulty and hardship. And he says, وَعْلَمْ. Know that whatever missed you was never destined to hit you. Whatever hit you was never destined to miss you. قال وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ النَّصْرَ مَعَ الصَّبْرِ. Victory comes with what? Triumph comes with patience. Like everything has its due time. So triumph will come with patience. وَأَنَّ الْفَرَجَ مَعَ الْكَرْبِ. And with every hardship, there's ease. وَأَنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. of every difficulty, adversity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring an exit for you out of it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala facilitate ease for us, ya Rabbil Alameen, in this dunya and in the akhirah. Wallahu alam. Any question, Jama'ah? Yes.
We all believe in taqdeer.
No.
But some lazy people, they don't work and they start blaming the Muslim. What can you explain that?
So the question is, we all believe in qadar. He goes, but some people, they become lazy as a result of that, and they stop working, saying, Allah did this to me. So what do we answer these people? Allah Azza wa Jal, He puts the qadar of working and the qadar of laziness. And He told people to choose. If you choose the qadar of working, you will get the benefit of that. And if you choose the qadar of laziness, then you'll get the problem with it. So it's their choice to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed to exist. But they made their own choice. Wallahu a'lam. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.